This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
In this episode of Chimes Bookshelf, I've got another book of Charles Dickens for you, and it is unlike the previous books. This is Manika, and in the previous books, we discussed about little boys who started their journeys and then grew up to become gentlemen, young men, pretty nice ones at that. But this book is about an old man. Yes, it is A Christmas Carol. That's right. A Christmas Carol is actually the shortest of the novels written by Charles Dickens. It is only 5 chapters long, and every chapter has a distinct story about it, a distinct lesson to teach us. Before I tell you the story, do you believe in ghosts? Well, I do, but I believe in good ones, those who teach you. And ghosts are not scary. They have something to tell you, show you a mirror, and also teach you some morals, which happens in this story. It's about an old miser misanthropist man whose name is Scrooge. And Scrooge doesn't like to socialize with people, wants to stay alone all the time, and is quite cruel to his workers. So it's about a Christmas Eve when Scrooge is sitting idle and lonely, though he has an invitation from his nephew, who's his sister's son, to attend a family dinner, but he refuses to go. And also, very relently, he sends his clerk to take a day off on Christmas. Now, when he's sitting, he's visited by the ghost of his business partner, who passed away. And this ghost has chains all around him and is carrying the weight of all the money he's forged while he was alive. And Marley was his name. He tells Scrooge that if you don't mend your ways and not become a nice man, you will end up like me after you pass away. And then there are three other ghosts that come to see him. The first ghost that comes is Ghost of the Christmas Past. It takes Scrooge back to the time when he was a little boy and was happy with his sister, though was not happy when he was in a boarding school. It also takes him to Bella, who was his fiancée, who refused to marry him because he loved money more than he loved Stella. Then comes the second ghost, and that is Ghost of the Christmas Present. This ghost takes Scrooge where? To the clerk's house. There he sees that they are happy. They are a nice family together, but they have a son who's quite unwell. Then comes the third ghost, and that is the Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. This ghost takes Scrooge to a funeral procession of a man who's disliked by everyone, and no one is sad when this man passes away. In fact, all the money that this man has accumulated is stolen by others. Who's this man who no one likes? Is Scrooge finally able to mend his ways and become good to others? What happens with his relationship with his nephew? And what does he ultimately do with his clerk? Is there any changes in his behavior? For that, you will have to pick up a copy of this book and read to find out all these things. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. It was published in the year 1843. And there are a lot of values that this story teaches us. It teaches us what to stay away from. Away from selfishness, greed, hatred, ignorance, isolation. And what does this story teach us? It teaches us to become empathetic, kind, lively, grateful, humble, and understanding the importance of your family. So in order to learn all these values, you can read this book. In the next episode, we will recommend another book to you. To know about our other suggestions, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Chimes Bookshelf.